Welcome back to the program, 6:11 on a Tuesday morning. Oh, and by the way, this is the much dreaded Tuesday the 13th.
Dreaded because...
I mean, why should Friday the 13th get all the fun? And why should Friday the 13th be the one that everybody's like, oh my God, it's Friday the 13th? So how about we make a bunch of movies with some guy named Bob and, I don't know, like a butter knife that goes around killing people on Tuesday the 13th?
So there's going to be an unlucky day every month of the year?
I'm writing a movie, Tuesday the 13th. It's going to be a blockbuster slasher flick. It's going to be a serial killer named Bob, and he's going to wear a rubber mask of a former president and go around and slash people with a dull butter knife.
There's already been a serial killer named Bob. Don't you
really
remember the classic TV show Twin Peaks?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was, see, honestly, that was a little before my time. I know you were in your 40s or so when that was out.
How old do you think I am?
I was just a lad. Well, you're considerably older than I am.
Twin Peaks was a fascinating piece of television because there had never been anything like it on TV before.
I mean, I looked at your Facebook page, and I saw you, your baby pictures. Your mom was holding you in, I believe, a Conestoga wagon.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing, Sonny.
Back in my day, we didn't have newfangled things, and we liked it. All right, so The Missouri State Fair has decided to ban the rodeo clown that everybody was talking about. If you are not familiar with the story, allow us to please bring you up to speed. During the Missouri State Fair, a rodeo clown came out who was wearing an Obama mask. And the announcer said, "Hey, who wants to see Obama run down by a bull?" Many in the audience responded quite enthusiastically. The announcer kept it up and got the crowd into quite a bit of a tizzy, which is what the announcers and the clowns are supposed to do. They are supposed to get the crowd ready for the action. Like I said yesterday, I don't see anything wrong with the rodeo clown coming out with a Barack Obama mask. I don't care what mask he comes out in. I think they could have had a great comedy bit where they should have put a sign on one of the bulls that says the Constitution and allowed the bull to chase Obama around the ring. I think that would have been satirical and witty and funny. I would have found it great. The controversy is coming up is that, and I think I agree that the announcer went a little overboard. I don't like rhetoric where it is inciting or encouraging or even mentioning violence against the President of the United States. Regardless if you like him or you don't like him, the President of the United States has got an incredibly stressful job, and there's a lot of nutcases in this country that want to harm him, and there are certainly a lot of nutcases around the world that would like to harm him. I think it would be more respectful. I'm not saying it's against the law. I'm not saying the government and Congress needs to, we need to dip. No, I just think out of respect, let's not talk about violence to the President of the United States. I think that's the respectful, the high road to take. And, hey, if anybody's going to talk about the high road on this program, well, you know it's going to be me, right? All right.
The clown wasn't just wearing an Obama mask. He also apparently, and I haven't seen a picture yet, but I'm reading this, he apparently had a broomstick attached to his butt.
Yeah, and? So what?
Suggesting that someone had jammed a broomstick up the president's behind.
Is that what that suggests?
Well, I would imagine that's what they were aiming for.
Maybe he was indicating that Obama was there to clean up the mess.
Ah.
And he was going to do it skillfully.
I see.
Because if it is wedged in that particular, you're hands-free at that point. All you got to do is kind of like do a little dance, and you've got things going.
In a rodeo situation, don't you need a shovel? A broom's not going to get the job done, right?
Well, it depends. I'm not, you know.
We should be used to using a shovel, you know, around here.
Wow, really? That's that joke is fresh and wonderful. Anyway, so this this rodeo clown has now been banned. Many Missouri officials denounced this act after video and photos were posted online. Some Democratic Missouri lawmakers suggested that there should be financial consequences to the fair.
It wasn't just the Democrats. The lieutenant governor of Missouri is a Republican.
The fair said in a written statement announcing the clown's ban that he had engaged in, unconscionable stunt, and it was inappropriate and not in keeping with the fair's standards. Really? When was the last time you went to the fair? You know, hello? The issue I have in the unconscionable stunt, not unconscionable, it was in bad taste. Inappropriate and not keeping with the fair standards. The crowd loved it. Okay? The crowd thought it was funny. One person defended the clown, a Missouri Rodeo Cowboy Association member who was at the event. He said, hey, this is the joke is not that it was the president. He says they drag out this person dressed like a dummy, and all of a sudden the dummy just takes off running. That's what's funny. Okay. So here's the thing. Everybody's in an uproar. Let me ask you a question. Would everybody be in this uproar if the individual that came out was Jimmy Carter? Would they be in this uproar if the individual that was being touted was, Bozo the Clown? Would they be upset if the guy had come out in an O.J. Simpson mask? Just a couple things that I've bounce out to you. All right, like I said, the phone lines are open today, 715-845-2155. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Hey, good morning. How's it going over there this morning?
Oh,
my name's Mark, and I talked to you about the weather.
I'm sorry, Mark. All right, hold on for me, brother.
Get his views on the Missouri clown situation.
No, because he's got to be neutral. You can't take positions. You got to be happy, friendly, and puppy dogs and rainbows
what
and all
happened
that kind.
Oh, you talk about the clown thing,
yeah.
The Obama clown mask thing?
Yeah.
I laughed the first time.
I did too.
Until I read the article, then I'm like, then people post on Facebook, I go, would you be just as mad if it was G.W. Bush or anyone?
There it is.
I mean, what? You're just running. I found they want to have a Mark Holly mask clown dude getting, you know, run around by bulls around here somewhere.
Well,
nice. Do you know how much I would care?
If the meteorologist mask were on the rodeo clown, everybody would be cheering for the bull to go
wild.
Who wants to see
the weather guy run down by a bull?
Yeah.
And I would not care one bit.
All right. I see.
Is it a slow news day?
No. Yeah.
Is that why people are going crazy over there? Over that thing in Missouri?
People get incensed over silly things. Hey, hold on for me a second. We're going to wrap this up, and we'll be right back to get an update on the weather. Can you hold on?
I can hold.
All right, buddy. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Don't go anywhere. Your weather update coming next, obviously.
Howdy, y'all. The 982nd County Fair is back. In addition to our Southern Deep Fried Pig's Feet Cook-Off, we'll have great cover bands like Garth and the Brooks, Trisha Monthwood, Hank Williams IV, Queens of Leon, Kings of the Stone Age, Leonard Zeppelin, and Sanford and Sons. Plus a plethora of amusement park-like attractions that aren't up to code, being operated by escaped inmates. Not to mention the Hall of Theoretical Physicists. And if you wear your Obama mask, you get into the rodeo free.
This ball's going to get you, Obama. He's going to get you.
It's all happening in one place at the 982nd County Fair.